In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. As you know, in this world, people are always looking for someone to blame when something happens, particularly something tragic. Last Saturday, during the windstorm that we experienced in the Midwest, there was a tragic accident in Chicago when some scaffolding let loose on the John Hancock Building in downtown Chicago. Various entities all seemed to say that it wasn't their fault. The city, the company that built the scaffolding, as well as the company that was working on the building. A recent issue of U.S. News and World Report had this on the cover, Inside Enron, Why the Crash Had to Happen, as that particular company and all of its representatives seem to indicate that it wasn't their fault. In our text for today, the disciples of our Lord asked this question, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? For the Jews had the notion that because this man was born blind, either he or his parents had done something wrong, had committed some kind of sin because of this malady that he suffered. However, Jesus turned it around. And Jesus said, neither had sin, but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. In reality, this story is also our story. For Jesus not only healed this man of his physical blindness, but also his spiritual blindness as well. He healed him in his body and also his soul. And then toward the end of our text, Jesus spoke these powerful words. He said, for judgment I came into this world, that those who see will become blind, and those who are blind will see. In the next moments, I would like to speak with you about these powerful words of our Lord Jesus Christ. We all began in the darkness of our sin. We all were spiritually blind. We were lost, apart from God, and condemned. As a pastor and a lifelong Lutheran, it's hard for me to realize that there was a time when I was not a Christian. Some of you may have different stories in your own life, and some of you may have similar stories. But all of us at one time were apart from God, spiritually blind. We could not see. And that's why the words of Martin Luther, familiar words yet time-honored words, always stand out for me. The simple words of the explanation to the third article of the Creed. I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord or come to him. But the Holy Ghost has called me by the gospel. No matter who we are or our length of service to the church, we all began in the darkness of our sin. We were blind to God. We were in need of a Savior. We were in need of our Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sin, who rose from the grave to give us the victory over the power of death. We needed him desperately. And as Jesus points out in our text, some people continue in the blindness of sin. They continue in darkness. They think they can see, but they are blind. Arrogance and pride, spiritual pride, characterize their lives. They see no need for God, and they remain blind. Of course, the example that we see in our text is the example of the Pharisees. Their empty religiosity, their feeling they have no need for God, they fail to recognize their sin, they are divided about Jesus, they argue among themselves whether or not this sinner, as they call him, can produce a miraculous sign, and they continue in their blindness, just as the Lord said they would. But those who were blind could see. The man who was born blind received his sight so that he could see in a physical way. He received a miraculous curing, a sign, as it is referred to by John, of his physical malady, but his spiritual blindness was also healed so that he confessed that Jesus Christ is Lord, the promised one, the Son of God. Today, we say, isn't it wonderful to be able to see? Isn't it great to be able to confess our sins as we just did and to hear the words of absolution? To know that that burden of our sin has been relieved by our Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't it great to be able to hear God's word of healing and wholeness, and to know that we have the life of God? Isn't it great to know that God is speaking to our hearts and that his word of life is for our soul? Our land today is a land that is filled with anxiety. Our world today is overcome by the darkness and the burden of sin. Just a couple of days ago, we once again recalled all of the horror of the events of 9/11. We hear day after day of the Holy Land, the very land where our Lord Jesus Christ walked many years ago. It has become a land of bombs and bullets. It is truly a world that is separated from God and in need of the gospel of peace. But today, you and I can come together so that we can be nourished in our faith in Jesus Christ. We can see the gifts of God. We can hear his holy word. We can taste his salvation in the holy meal that he gives to us. We all began in the darkness of our sin, but now we can see. Isn't it wonderful to see? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.